The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shane Waldron?
Yeah.
Not thrilled.
Not thrilled.
Yeah, I would much rather have Cliff Kingsbury or Clint Kubiak or me.
Danny Parkins. Welcome.
That is the story of the game. So I'll whip my Slim Reaper friend over here. The Eagles are in trouble. Because
KD. Co-host of Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1.
Listen, first of all, I'm just happy to be here.
Yes.
Now, you guys are on my show, right?
Yes, that's how we decided to work that out. Well, that's what your Instagram.
Listen, shout out to the mob in Chicago for getting me here. Now we'll work together as a team. But no.
He abandoned us.
Goodbye for now. Chicago will never leave me. This place will never leave me. And you'll hear from me soon. So thank you all so very much. Back to the best sports radio station in the country. One last time, I'm Danny Parkins on The Score.
Left us all hanging.
Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager. It's awkward to talk about team chemistry and how, you know, you don't want to hammer a guy who's now gone. But the Cubs, 12-4 since Danny Parkins left town. Your thoughts, why that might be the case?
I miss Danny. Don't you guys miss Danny?
Oh, yeah.
Danny Parkins with Spiegel at home.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
That's crazy.
On 670 The Score.
Danny Parkins is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's killing it on national TV. As the host of Breakfast Ball. Good book, Shane. Good job, man. Shane getting it done.
So wait, before Danny speaks.
Yes, sir.
And before he speaks on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline, download the Circus Sports app today. No one's worried that this was a major news day. This is a big salute that man.
Major news day.
Major news day.
Love his work.
All things are good for the Cubs. We're not concerned.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So before Danny speaks, I just want to make sure that we acknowledge this, that there is a possibility
of a mush.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be responsible for it because we wanted to welcome Danny back.
One more mush couldn't really harm us anymore, could it, Danny?
How can you mush Tucker? You know, Speaks, I've always loved Tucker. You know that. Long time lefty power guy. It's a rare commodity in the sport.
Uh-huh.
He hits. He's young. He projects out.
Yeah.
He's a good defensive player. This is what I've always tried to tell you need in the sport. You need star players.
Yeah, it's true. No, you couldn't mush him. You already mushed the Bears. And like the whole year seems to be, it has the backdrop for a lot of people that you were the one responsible for getting the hope up. It's been just referenced so many times. You've avoided that wrath for the most part. Or has it found you that you're responsible?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm not talking Bears and having my social media bombarded by both Chicagoans and people who are introduced to my particular brand of likability on the national stage. Yeah, I've completely avoided it. No, it's gone poorly. because there was a lot of audio of me loudly proclaiming that Shane Waldron would be my first choice for Bears offensive coordinator. But it was under the guise of if they had to keep Matt Eberflus, you know, like I wanted them to fire Matt Eberflus. Listen, we all get things loud wrong, right? Some of us more than others. I'll point a couple of thumbs on that one. But, yeah, you know, so I'll wear some of the mush powers on this, but Spiegs,
I would think long and hard about firing Matt Eberflus to retain Luke Getsy.
Oh, that's going back.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. But I will say, listen.
Doing this to
him? I know. I didn't do that one, Danny.
Listen, we all have our misses, right?
Yeah.
Lawrence had Bryce Young as Drew Brees with mobility.
Like I'm not giving up on that yet.
You shouldn't. He's looked pretty good since he was benched. He's looked pretty good. I've been thinking about you a lot and that take since he's been benched. He has absolutely looked better. Spiegs, are you still enthusiastic? or has your enthusiasm waned?
It's been a tough year for me, I gotta tell you. It's been tough out
here. Watching the heel turn that's gone on here with this guy over the last 7 weeks has been amazing.
Yeah, it's true. Because I turned, Danny, I turned and I was like, I pointed a thumb though, Lawrence. Remember I pointed a thumb and I said, I was wrong. We should have fired Flus and I was wrong in the office. Season.
They used to start yelling at us for some reason. Like we were the problem.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Danny, we had to stop him. Did you hear about the Packers thing?
Oh, yeah.
Danny, look, he comes in here because he was still being enthusiastic, even though he's trying to tell you that he wasn't. He comes in here and he's like, guys, I got a great idea for a bit. I feel very strongly about this. We're gonna give it out to the people, and we're gonna take donations. I think that the Bears are gonna sweep the Packers.
Yeah, I thought that early.
Oh yes, okay, I remember that nonsense. Yeah.
Well, you know, I learned it from you, Danny.
Wait a minute, you can't blame all your bad takes on me for forever going forward. I don't have like a trademark on wrong opinions.
No. As you know, and I think the listeners know, I learned a lot of things from you. I am better as an interviewer because of you.
Oh, thank you. I also occasionally
say absolutely ridiculous and stupid things because of you. So just take the good and the bad.
And then he got mad at us when we tried to stop him. We tried to stop him, Danny.
They did. They tried to hold me back, and I wouldn't let him.
Lawrence, you're going to have to be the voice of reason often, but you're used to it as the consummate professional.
I'm Dr. No around here, and I hate it.
I believe that, too. All these guys are trying to bring you down into the gutter with their hijinks, and then you're just the straight man there being like, I'm a professional. The thing, though, Speaks.
Yes.
I tried to tell you about Flus.
Yeah.
A lot of us first guessed all of this, and that it was a disaster, and that they were going to repeat history with Fox and Nagy with Mitch, and then with Nagy and Flus for Fields, and now they're doing it with Eberflus and to be determined for Caleb, and it's organizational criminal negligence. I don't think it's actually criminal. I looked it up. It's not. But
hold on. But let's pause. I know you have stuff that you want to drive the interview with, and you will. But where are you? Is this the new study?
Really nice.
Is this the study at the new Parkins Estate in the tri-state area of New York City? My goodness. Look at the mahogany, Lawrence.
You like the built-ins?
Oh, the built-ins. I see several leather-bound books and a copy of Wilmette magazine that is framed behind you.
Which I'm on the cover. No big deal.
It looks really great.
Not a big deal. Now the thing about the leather-bound books is... about half of them are mine. Pipeline of the Pros makes an excellent holiday gift. You can still get it before the holidays.
But it allows you, Danny, to promote the book, which I think is a great thing.
Thank you, Lawrence. Yeah, Pipeline of the Pros available now.
You know what? I was going to text you this, but I'm putting a list together for my class at DePaul this spring, and your book is on the list of books that I might teach this. Coming spring.
That's very kind. Well, I'd be happy to, you know, I don't know if you do Zoom lectures or not that it'd be a lecture, but a speaker, whatever the case, I'd be happy to contribute in any way. But this is the rental. We have not purchased the spot. Listen, man, this whole thing is very strange. TV is very strange. I have to use my GPS to go to a gas station. I have no idea where I am at any point. I am lost all the time.
Do you have the framed picture of a very different show somewhere? Did you ever replace the glass in that, sir?
No, so I do have it. It's downstairs, so I can't have it for you right now. So this is Steph's office / where I will do some broadcast from, but in my little, you know, TV area down in the basement, that's where I have the show picture. Very different show, spelled DIFFRENT.
Just perfect.
So how's Breakfast Ball going? How's this transition going? Because I know that it wasn't easy, and now the family's there. That must make it easier, or does it?
Yeah, good. That's an astute question. It makes it way better. Like, because I mean, like, I get, Eli goes to bed like 7:15-ish. And so when I was doing afternoons in Chicago, I missed family dinner Monday through Friday. You know, if I got home through the traffic, I could maybe read him a book right before he was going into bed. So like having dinner with Steph and the boys 7 nights a week is awesome. So that part of the family being out here is great. The 12 weeks that I was out here without the family, it was like national TV summer camp. Because like it was really hard because you were waking up at 4 in the morning, but the 7-minute walk to the studio from the corporate apartment with the balcony in Manhattan and the ability to just like hang out with Mark Schlereth and eat 5 nights a week out in New York City, it was pretty great. I'm not gonna lie. I had a great time, but this is much more mature. This is much more my speed. I'm back out in suburbia in a great house.
It's too bad, you know, the family is dragging your lifestyle down, man. Dude, I'm so sorry.
It was funny. Like Steph was getting the house ready to sell, right? So she's like staging the house and the real estate people are coming by for showings and she's working and she's parenting and I'm being as present of a dad as I can. And I'm dealing with contractors remotely and I'm FaceTiming and doing all the things that I can. But like at some point you got to hang up the FaceTime. And I'm like, so like, what are you doing tonight? And she's like, well, I'm, you know, cleaning the kitchen and then packing up our silverware. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to the U.S. Open.
It's like I'm going to the World Series, sitting with Costas.
Yeah, I went to the World Series to 2 games of the World Series, went to a game of the NLCS, saw Seinfeld and Sebastian Maniscalco with our friend Pat McGann at Madison Square Garden. I've gotten a little comedy seller hookup since I've been out here.
Wow.
One of the New York comedians puts me now on the list when I want to go, and I get the like, yeah, it's fun, man. I've had a really, really good time in New York. I miss you guys. I miss Chicago every day, and every day I consider quitting and coming back. Every single day. Because when that alarm goes off at 4:10 in the morning, I hate it so much. I hate it so much, Lawrence. And I see that like you're like, there's little I told you so there, and it's totally fair. Hours. Like once I am out of bed, it's fine. But
oh, boy, you.
Danny, it's so true. So
but Danny, it's gonna get better though, because like this is the rough part because you're not seeing light. Once we get through January, it's going to just feel better because it'll be lighter quicker. And you're going to be okay, and this is awesome.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, and again, this is the most oh, poor you situation ever, right? But, like, Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football ends really late out here, boys.
Yeah, it does.
It ends late. And I'm the guy who, like, kind of got here because I, like, do the work and grind. I'm not trying to like cut corners and whatever. And so I say to Stink all the time, like I can't just drop Super Bowl rings on the table.
Yeah.
So I watch these games and then get 4 hours of sleep and I'm so tired all the time.
You want to start a GoFundMe or anything? Anything we can do for you? No, actually, we only have a couple minutes left, Danny. I know you wanted to ask something and you wanted, what do you want to get
to? Sir? I wanted to ask if your enthusiasm had waned. Oh. I got my joke in.
Oh, you got it. That's in. All. Yeah.
It wasn't personal or sentimental
listen,
or anything.
Listen, all right, look. I need all three of you guys to say something nice to Danny.
No.
Oh, God. No.
You're going to make us do that for the first time on the spot here on live radio?
Yes. I need the three of you to say something nice to Danny.
You boys start.
Go ahead.
I miss you every day, Danny, but I do watch you every single morning, and that's not something I publicize because I don't want people to know that I do. But I am up at 6 o'clock every morning. You are the first thing on my TV. You are doing so well. It's so nice to see you thrive the way you're doing it, but I do miss you here every single day. That being said, we're doing a great job. We love it. Thank you for leaving, but I do miss you every single day. I do.
Oh, that's very kind, Shane. Thank you. I miss you too.
Tanny.
Look, man, you're killing it, and it makes me so happy to see you live out your dreams, and we get to see you do that on television live every day. And I listened to that Colin Cowherd with Russillo podcast, and it made me very happy to hear him mention you unsolicited. And I'm happy that the family's out there so you can kind of be whole once again, and we're looking forward to visiting you guys sometime in March. So, yeah, man, just it makes us all so happy that you're doing your damn thing out there.
Yeah, man. And Danny, you know, like how I felt about our show and what we did and what it became. And I'm extremely proud of that. And it's taken a little while, but I can tell you that me and Lawrence and Shane and Tanny are building something. And it's really nice to have our experience that we had together as part of my, you know, of part of everything that I know about radio as we work on building this new thing. It's like it's a wonderful chapter that I only look at with a smile and with a sense of love, dude.
Well, that's amazing. I miss all of you guys. Lawrence, I told you when it happened, you got the best team in radio. I've listened some. You guys are crushing it. There was no doubt. I mean, Lawrence is awesome broadcaster. Obviously, you and Speaks have a long history together. You and all of the guys have a long history together. So no, the show is sounding great. There was no doubt in my mind about that. And yeah, man, it's been fun. It's been weird. It's been different. It's been challenging. I think it's good to do things that are different. And you know, so we'll see. But every day, I consider quitting and coming back. Not to afternoons, but just, you know,
it's taken.
4 in the morning is not my speed, man.
Spot's taken.
You know, Danny, we let you go. We let you go out there. We can't just make a spot and have you come back.
Would you give us more notice than when you left?
I gave you as much as I could.
Guys, I'm leaving tomorrow.
That was not what happened. But yeah, Tanny's coming out. Did you tell people what we're gonna do, Tanny?
I have not. Yeah, so they are doing a live Broadway play of Glengarry Glen Ross featuring Bill Burr, Bob Odenkirk, Kieran Culkin.
Wow.
Who else, Danny? I don't remember, but
that's awesome.
Those are the three big ones. Yeah. And then, the brother,
Nick Wright's going to be in it. It's going to be great.
Put the coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Whatever. Those are three
Michael
big
McKeon?
Names. What? Yes.
Michael McKeon. Yes. Yeah. So wife Michael and I McKeon. Are going out there in March, and we'll go out there. We'll have a nice night on the town with the Parkinses and go see a great play.
That's
looking forward to it immensely.
Danny, we got to roll. Can I borrow the bow? Can you send the bow through the Zoom, please?
Yeah. Okay. We can put a bow on this conversation. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Love talking to you guys, and hope to do it again. And shout out to Rhino, by the way, not to end
yes.
out of. We're thinking of him, and you know, Radiothon 2025 is on, and you know, shout out to Rhino, sending all of our best vibes his way.
Continued success, Danny.
Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you guys soon.
See you later. The mob loved that. Good to hear from Danny Parkins. He sent the bow through the Zoom. We will use it and put that bow on the show when we come back on The Score.